यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन जाये यमुना तीरावन जाये जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर नारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रजजन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावन जारे यमुना तीरावन जारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गौर प्रेमानंद जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हे श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस से भक्त वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हे श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वत गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रमानंदी All glorious to assembled devotees. All glorious to assembled devotees. All glorious to assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from Canto 5, Chapter 14. And verse number 17. So we'll read the shloka directly. So word to word translation. Kadachit. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sometimes the conditioned soul imagines that his father or grandfather has again come in the form of his son or a grandson. In this way, he feels the happiness one sometimes feels in the dream, and the conditioned soul sometimes takes pleasure in such mental concoction. Purport. Due to ignorance of real existence of the Lord, the conditioned soul imagines many things. Influenced by fruitive activities, he comes together with his relatives, father, sons, and grandfathers, exactly as a straw gathers together in the moving stream. In a moment, the straws are thrown everywhere and they lose contact. In conditioned life, the living entity is temporary and many other conditioned souls. They gather together as a family members and material affection is so strong that even after the father or grandfather passes away, one takes pleasure in thinking that they return to family in a different form. Sometimes this may happen, but in any case, the conditioned souls like to take pleasure in such concocted thoughts. So, here we are reading this chapter of Forest of Enjoyment. So, here this verse describes that how a conditioned soul imagines that his father and grandfather has come again in the form of his son or grandson. And he feels the happiness one sometimes feels in dreams. And the conditioned soul sometimes takes pleasure in such mental concoction. So, this verse says, recently I had this experience personally. That recently my sister gave birth to a son. And her great grandmother is still alive. So she was so happy to see the child, and she saw that her husband has come again in the form of this child. So she also gave the name to the child what her husband has. Her husband had a name Srinivas. So she gave the name to that boy Srinivas. And when she behaves with that child, she behaves like the husband. She calls that boy with a great awe and reverence, calling him, and she will act. She is actually nearly 90 years old, but after the child has born, she is feeling like she just married, and just she is being. I personally saw this. She is behaving the behavior of her with that child. She is thinking that my husband again has come. So Prabhupada here, this verse says that this is like the dream. Sometimes person in the dream feels happiness when some happy dreams come. Similarly, a person he concocts that this child is actually my husband or father or something. In my personal case also, they told me that I was grandfather again coming back. So these things we find very common in India. In India, this is very common. But actually, we say sometimes the son or a grandson, he may come who is the enemy in previous life. Sometimes, because the enmity is so much that always that person, you know, thinks of that other person. So in the next life, when that enemy dies, he takes birth in that family. And generally we see that how when a son is born, when he grows up, he gives all kinds of trouble. He plunders all the father's riches and, you know, just is only a trouble. So that's why sometimes father also or mothers, they say that you were enemy in my past life and now you have come here to trouble me like that. So sometimes this may be true also, because due to the attachment, one is again and again born in that family. Or sometimes we see here in our India, there is a culture of going around with a thread to that banyan tree. So they perform some kind of vrata. The wives, you know, housewives, they perform many vratas so that they get the same husband birth after birth. Seven birth, they get the same husband. But the point they are missing is that actually the goal of life is to get liberated from this attachment. As here Prabhupada explains in this purport, that all the living entities are like, just like a straw in the river. Straw, leaf, in the flowing river, we see that there are so many straws and so many leaves. Sometimes they come together and for a while they go together. But after some time we see that the straws are separated and never to meet again. So this is the nature of this material world. Because there are so many living entities in this world. Jalaja Navalakshani, Sthavara Lakshami Mamshati, Krimiyo Rudra Sankhyanam, Pakshinam Dasalakshanam, Trimasal Lakshani Pashava, Chatur Lakshani Manav. So there are so many species of life. That is 900 thousands of fish, aquatics life. Then there are 200 thousands of this non-moving sthavar, and like trees, and this insect and reptiles are nearly 11 lakh, and then the birds, they are 10 lakhs, and then 30 lakhs are four-legged animals, mammals, and 4 lakhs of manava, that is human form of life. So in this way, there are so many species, and one has to undergo all this evolution, and then one comes to human form of life. So here in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he gave his teachings to Rupa Goswami at Prayag at Dasaraswami Ghat, so he was telling the same thing, that there are so many living entities, and very rarely one gets a human form of life. And when one gets human form of life, very few of them are actually, you know, following the Vedic way of life. Most of them are uncivilized. They don't follow the Vedic scriptures, don't follow any rules and regulations. And then among them, there are so many karmakandis who use Vedic literatures for some for sense gratification. And then one is becomes frustrated because of sense gratification, then he talks about gyan mark, speculative. He starts speculating on Vedic literatures. So in this way, among them also, then the Krishna bhakta is so rare. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Rupa Goswami, that it is very, very rare. Brahmande bharmite kono bhagyavan jivu guru krishna prasade paye bhakti lata pich. So very few people understand actual goal of life. And in Sanatana Shiksha also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami that Krishna bhulya se jivu anadi bahir mukha atayeva maya tare diya samsara dukha. Because when a living entity forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then atayeva maya tare galai, she will give all types of miseries. And the nature is that we all condition soul are marginal energy. Krishna has three energies. That is, first is his internal potency, and then there is external potency, and then there is marginal potency. So his internal potency is his spiritual world, and then his external potency is this material world, and we are marginal potency. So this because we are being marginal potency, tatastha shakti, so we may be either in the spiritual world or we may be in the material world according to our desire. And this here it is stated that jiv anadi bahirmukh. Anadi means immemorial, time immemorial. So we don't know when we have come in this material world. So, and here when we come in this material world, we are competing with Krishna, trying to enjoy like Krishna. So that propensity is there to enjoy. So same thing, we come here and try to enjoy. But what happens in this material world, the nature of material world is that there are, you know, because of, you know, by coming in contact with three modes of material nature, so the living entity performs so many frivolous activities, so many sinful activities. So because of that, what happens? Kabu sarge uthaye, kabu narke dubaye. Dandiya jane, raja jena, nadite chubaye. So here it is explained, like just like the king who gives punishment to a criminal. In earlier times, the criminal would be taken to the sea, and he would be drowned in the river, and he was kept so till that time that he's just, you know, suffocating, and then he would be raised up. And then he would take a long breath, and again he would put inside the water. So it is very painful. Again suffocation, again coming, he is taking breath. And then when he comes out, he feels little relief. Then again he is put down again. So this is what is happening. Kabhi swarge uthaye. Sometimes the living entities goes to heavenly planets and enjoys heavenly pleasures, which are for a long time, but kshine punya marte lokam vishanti. But again, when the pious credits are exhausted, then again one has to come down to this material world. And if one performs impious activities, then he again has to go to the hellish planet, where he suffers a lot. That's why the reason for his suffering, Prabhupada, in that purport, he states that bhayam dityad abhinivesatasyat. Ishavapetasya viparayo smuti tan mayayato buddha abhajat tvam bhakte kayekam esham guru devatatma. So bhayam dutiyat. So when we think that something is different from the Supreme Lord, something exists from the Supreme Lord, that misconception that is the gives rise to fear. And then Ishavapetasya viparayo smriti. So we are thinking that we are different from the Lord, and this material creation is different from the Lord. So in this way, a living entity is bewildered. And next, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that, but when the living entity, he comes, sadhu shastra kripaya yadi krishnan mukha hai, se jiva nistare maya tahare chhadiya. So when one in wandering from so many species of life, all, and fortunately he comes in the sadhu sang. So by the mercy of the devotees, then he comes to know about Krishna, and he becomes Krishnonmukha. So earlier he was Bahirmukha, now he has become Krishnonmukha. So he accepts Krishna, and then he is delivered, and Maya Tahar Chhadiya. Then Maya gives up. So there, one Vaishnava Acharya has very nicely written one phrase. There it says, Nama Nache Jeeva Nache Nache Premadhan. So when the holy name is dancing, and also with that holy name, the living entity, he also dance Nam nache, jeev nache, nache premadan. Now what happens is that the premadan, Krishna, Krishna prem, it also dances. Jagat nachaye maya kare palayan. So, the jagat nachaye, so maya is you know, making everybody dance. By her three modes of material nature, she is making everybody dance. But when one accepts the holy name, Nam nache, jeev nache, when he dances with that holy name, then with that premadhan also dance, and then the maya will leave him, and then he can go back to spiritual world. So bhakti pareshanu bhava viraktir anyatra chaisa trika ekakala. So here in Prabhupada is mentioning that this bhakti, so when one performs devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so automatically he develops detachment from this material world. Detachment, he comes out of this three modes of material nature. So he doesn't have to do anything extra to come out of these three modes. When one engages directly in the service, devotional service, automatically he comes out of this three modes of material nature. Because these three modes of material nature are very, very strong. They can't be easily overcome. As in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Devyesha gunamayi mamma maya durataya mameva prapadante maya metam taretit. So when one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then easily he can come out of this three modes of material nature. And so Krishna also does so many things so that the living entity comes, because he is so much entangled in this material world. So maya mukta jivara nahi swata Krishna gyan jivara kripa kaila Krishna veda puran. So on his own, a living entity cannot come out of these three modes of material nature, cannot come out and know about Krishna. But swatak jivara kripa kaile, so by to give mercy to the living entities, so Krishna, he comes as a literary incarnation, as Ved Vyas, and he writes so many beautiful scriptures. And then by this help of the scriptures, he can come out. And especially the scriptures explain about sambandha abhideya prayojan gyan. Sambandha means what is my relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and abhideya means the process to attain that, and prayojan means the aim, the goal. What is our goal is that the premadhan, that is the goal is the love of Godhead. Because unless and until one gets the love of Godhead, he cannot be satisfied. Other one has to serve maya. Either you serve Krishna or you serve maya. So that's why a devotee always prays that that premadhana vina vertha daridra jivan dasakoro vetan more deho premadhan. So devotee wants to be employed in Krishna's service. But when employment comes, there has to be salary. Without salary, nobody works. But in outside world, people have money as a salary so that they can purchase sense gratification. But a devotee, he wants the employment. But in return, what he wants is that premathan. He wants that premathan. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami about the Sarvagya, story of Sarvagya, that how a living entity is illusion and he don't know the real treasure, Krishna Prem, he doesn't know that. So a man approaches astrologer, and the astrologer says that actually you are not poor, you are very, very rich man, your father has left a great treasury for you. But what you have to do is that you don't have to you don't go anywhere. The treasure is right in your house. But only what you do is that you should not dig on the southern side of the house, because if you dig on the southern side of the house, then you will be attacked by waps and drones, which is compared to Karmakand. Karmakanda person wants to perform his activities for some result, fruitive activities, so that he can enjoy sense gratification. And then the Sarvagya, he says that you should not dig on the west side of the house. If you dig on the west side of the house, then you will be attacked by the ghost. And this ghost is compared to the speculative process, that is Jnana Marga. So when one wants to merge in the Supreme Personality of Godhead by some mental speculation, so that is like a ghost. And then he says that you should not dig on the northern side, because then you will be devoured by the big black snake, poisonous snake. He will devour you. And that black snake is considered to be a mystic process. So Ashtanga Yoga, where you have this anima, lagima, prapti, so many siddhis you get. And so he says that you should only dig very little in the eastern side of your house, and there you will find the treasure. And then eastern side is compared to the bhakti yoga, because in bhakti yoga one doesn't have to undergo so much of trouble. Bhakti yoga is very simple. So following the process, 9 devotional process, that is Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So this 9 process of devotional service are so easy that any child also can be engaged in any of this 9 process. But the other process, one has to have some qualification. But in bhakti, one doesn't have to have any qualification. Anybody can perform this bhakti. So one has to surrender to this process. Give up this anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. Rakshasti iti vishwaso gopetra varanam tatha. Atma nikshepa karpane shadvida sharanagati. So if one follows this shloka, this process of surrender, immediately he will attain this Krishna prem. That is anukulyasa sankalpa. Whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness, one should accept it. Just like following 4 regulative principles, or then associating with devotees, and then reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in holy place, that worshipping of deities. So there are 5 devotional items Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that are very anukul, that are very favorable for discharging devotional service, chanting of the holy name. So they are anukulasa sankalpa pratikulasa varjana, and one should give up all sinful activities, especially meat eating, gambling, and association of non-devotees. So this is anukulasa rakshasti iti vishwaso, and one should have complete faith that Krishna will give me protection. I don't have to depend on anything else. So that is Krishna bhakti, that complete unflinching faith that by just doing Krishna bhakti, by just performing devotional service, I don't have to do anything other thing to achieve perfection. Just by performing devotional service, I will attain all perfection. Rakshasti iti vishwas. Gopetra varanam tatha. So one is completely dependent on Supreme Personality of Godhead for all his maintenance and everything. And Atma Nikshepa means one completely, totally surrenders, like Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything to him, and Karpane. So when one follows this, then he becomes completely humble at heart. One should be humble and considers that I am a servant of Krishna, and my only duty is to serve him in all ways. Ahe hutuka pratihata. Without any motivation and without any interruption. So when one accepts this process, then one is freed from all these dualities, all this illusion, all this attachment, especially family attachment, where in this purport Prabhupada is explaining. This attachment is so strong, a person cannot give up so easily. And he thinks that Pumsa Sriya Maitani Bhavam Etam Tayor Mitra Gramte Mahor Atagra Kshetra Sutta Atpavitir janasya moham ahamamete. So because of this attachment to sex life, then he thinks that this is mine, this wife is mine, my children are mine, and this is my money, this is my bank balance, everything. And even after they give up their bodies, long, long back, here it is said that the grandfather, great-grandfather has left their body long back. But still, he is dreaming that, no, they are still there, you know, they are guiding. That's why they have so many big, big photos in their house, and they worship them, and they have that sentiment that still they are guiding us. But we don't know, because of the one's karma, one goes to any destination. Nobody knows, only a super soul knows. But one falsely thinks that they are still there in our house, and they are guiding us. So in this way, one is freed from this all this family attachment. When one comes to know that actually our family member, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, actually all living entities are family members of Krishna. So if we accept Krishna's family, which is real family, and it is not destroyed at any point of time. Here in this world, the family and all, everything is temporary. But Krishna's family is eternal. It's never ending. Relationship with Krishna is never ending. So here we see that whatever relationship we have, suppose a husband has a relationship with his wife, so that remains for some time. But later on, what happens? Either the husband dies away or the wife dies. So this, in this world, the relations are very temporary. But our relationship with Krishna is eternal. We'll never find Krishna becoming old and he's gone. It will never happen. So same kind of the transcendental pleasure Krishna can give eternally. So one which is eternal is actually the truth, and one which is temporary, that is the false thing. So ultimately the essence is that one should accept Krishna's family and give us the family of this material world and go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If anybody has any questions or comments. Yes.
Hare Krishna, as you have mentioned two examples, one that of your own family and that of any enemy family. You see, it is being supposed that at the time of death, if the soul is not liberated, means it doesn't go to the Godhead, then it again takes birth on account of its good or bad deed. Is it not possible that it may take, as a person may have a wish that as if he comes again, as a human being, as I like this family, and the wishes or the sukshma deha, which is at the time of death, which surrounds the soul, may come again?
I didn't understand the question. Anyway, the thing is that, I'll tell you and briefly, that if one does not go to the spiritual world, one again has to come to this material world. And if one is attached to the body, either for some days he is near this body, so that's why they perform this Shraddha ceremony. So that and we in our culture we see that the body is burned so that the soul is not attached to the body. So in this way, the ultimately one has to give up this material world, go back to spiritual world, and never think of coming back to this material world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.